This is Today in History, October the 5th. On this day in 1974, an American circumnavigates the globe on foot. American David Kunst completes his first round-the-world journey on foot, taking 4 years and 21 pairs of Nikes to complete the 14,500-mile journey across the landmasses of four continents.
David Kunst says he has no plans to stay in Waseca. The only thing he's sure about at this point is he will write a book telling about his walk from Waseca around the world to Waseca.
Near the end of his journey in 1974, he explained he was tired. And on this day, the Dalai Lama wins the Peace Prize in 1989. The exiled religious and political leader of Tibet is awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in recognition for his nonviolent campaign to end the Chinese domination of Tibet.
Now recognized all over the world as one of the most prominent spokesmen for the human rights as the very foundation for a true, just and lasting peace. And accordingly, I now call upon Your Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama. Will you please enter the podium and receive the Nobel Peace Prize?
And on this day in 2011, Apple founder Steve Jobs dies. The visionary co-founder of Apple, which revolutionized the computer, music, and mobile communications with such devices as the Mac, the iPod, the iPhone, and the iPad, dies at the age of 56 of complications from pancreatic cancer.
A man who literally changed the way we live our lives every day. Steve Jobs, the visionary founder and leader of Apple Computer, has died at the age of 56. A giant in business, technology, and entertainment, Steve Jobs had been battling pancreatic cancer for 8 years. His place in history was assured when he helped invent the personal computer, but that was only the beginning.
And on this day in 1991, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch earn a number one hit with Good Vibrations.
Get up, clear the way, or you get knocked down, cause Marky Mark is in your town and taking over P-Brain.
Failed attempts by Hollywood actors to achieve success as singers or rappers are plentiful in the history of pop music. Examples of such unsuccessful crossovers abound, from William Shatner's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds to Eddie Murphy's Party All the Time to the entire musical overtures of Bruce Willis, David Hasselhoff, and Steven Seagal. But only one prominent example springs to mind in which this familiar formula was reversed and a lackluster career in music preceded a successful career as a respected actor. That example is the career of actor Mark Wahlberg, who first gained fame as a rapper Marky Mark, whose number one hit, Good Vibrations, reached the top of the Billboard charts on this day back in 1991. Wahlberg's musical career began alongside his older brother Donnie as one of the two original members of the New Kids on the Block. Young Mark dropped out of the New Kids before their late 80s breakout, however, becoming involved in petty crime instead. Then, in 1991, he began working alongside Donnie toward a career in hip-hop, resulting in an album, Music for the People. Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg, with his Good Vibrations at the top of the charts. October the 5th, 1991, on this day in history.